It's more than just a building that sits by flowing water. The literal meaning of watershed is the reason why we named our restaurant Watershed. And we were at a period in our lives where a lot of things were transitioning. It was a literal watershed moment. And it's that moment in time that changes the course for something positive. And that's exactly what we felt we were doing. It just so happened that this is the space we landed.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Melissa Stetson and James Fitzgerald, who are managing partners and owners of the brandish new Watershed restaurant at the Montague Book Mill. I've said many times that the Montague Book Mill is one of my absolute favorite places on earth, and I've known so many of the restaurateurs that have had restaurants in that building. Alva Stone, Night Kitchen, Blue Heron got its start there, and I'm really excited for this next incarnation, Watershed, and all early tales are telling us that this restaurant is pretty great. Melissa, we'll start with you first. Tell us about your vision for Watershed Restaurant at the Montague Book Mill.
Well, we did open in February, and it was actually a good time for us because it gave us a little bit of time to get our feet wet before the summer hit, when people just wanted to flock to the Book Mill and sit outside by the beautiful river. The vision really was to create a space where people could gather and have a full experience. It's not only just good food, but it's a wonderful facility or building, I should say. And it's on a beautiful waterfall, and we have created an experience for food, for socialization, for local artists to come and play. So when you leave not only with a full belly, but you leave with a whole positive experience and you have a great time.
Can we go now?
It's a little early to go now, but we got to go soon. And I, you know, full disclosure, I have not been to the restaurant yet, and I apologize for that. I will make those rounds very soon. But James Fitzgerald, who is one of the managing partners and owners, tell me about sort of the food mission of Watershed.
The food mission, when we started, we wanted comfort food. Coming out of the pandemic, we just wanted people to come to a place, like Melissa said, have a place to gather and have really, really good food. You know, we created what we call, I guess, upscale American comfort food. We have burgers and mac and cheese, but there's the best burgers and mac and cheese you ever had in your life. And our portions are big. The flavors are great. Everything kind of tied into what do people want, you know, coming out of that pandemic, to just be comfortable again going out. Not just be comfortable in a space, but be comfortable with the overall experience.
So I'm wondering if you both could share what's local on the menu right now. We're sort of at the height of the season. Despite the drought, I think a lot of farms are still doing all the work to keep things irrigated that they can. And I think the harvest is good.
I'd love to speak to that because it's exciting, because I go and pick up the vegetables at the farms. We have fresh zucchini and summer squash from Galensky's Farm in South Deerfield. We also have their corn. We offer their corn not only in corn chowder, but also as a side of corn on the cob. We have wonderful blueberries from Red Fire Farm in Montague, and large slicing red tomatoes with a wonderful mozzarella and homemade pesto from Basil from the farm. And we make it into a caprese tower, which people really love. We also have a chicken on our menu. It's a smoked half chicken. We do all our smoking in-house, and that comes from Diamond Farm. We also get our eggs from them as well. There's a lot on our menu that's local.
How did you and Melissa end up landing here and with this kind of business?
As far as landing in the restaurant business itself, it's something that Melissa's always wanted to do. We would have conversations about how we would operate a restaurant. I kind of liken that to if I had a Learjet, I'd fly to Rio. So this is what I do if I owned a restaurant. But so we had no idea that this would actually come to fruition until we were sitting around, and it was after Melissa's daughters had, you know, gone on to college and gone on to other things. They both moved to Boston. She said, well, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? And I said, well, you always want to own a restaurant. And, you know, we kicked it around and started a location search. It evolved into finding the space at the Book Mill.
And you were on your bike, I heard.
I was on a bike ride. I'm a cyclist, and for the past 20 years since I moved to Western Mass, at the Book Mill has always been a halfway point to many of my rides. I would stop at Lady Killigrew and, you know, have a cup of coffee to drink halfway through the ride. So it's always been a space where I would go myself just to watch the water go by. And so when we found that space and realized that it was available, we went through some talks with building ownership and a former restaurant owner, and it just worked out for us. And it's always been a very special place for me personally because it was that halfway point in my bike rides. So it just fit.
It fit a little too well, like the bicycle shorts that we make fun of when I'm sitting at the bar drinking wine at the Lady Killigrew, and people like you, James, come by in the middle of your bike ride in your bike shorts and your very strange shoes. But we do it with all the best love, and I'm glad that this was a good fit for you too.
Those middle-aged men in Lycra, right?
Well, you'll know it's him because he's all in pink. All he wears is pink.
I love it. I don't want to pry, and I didn't want to read too much into it, but James knows a lot about the life ambitions of Melissa. What is your relationship apart from managing partners and owners?
We're partners in life as well.
Oh, great. So how's that been working out so far? Were you doing something professionally together before this, or is this your first time doing something together professionally?
This is our first time together professionally.
And we've managed to stay together on both fronts.
Uh-huh. You're still in the same room right now, so that's also good news.
That's right. We are sharing the same room.
Sometimes it is hard to separate work from home, but I think a lot of people who work together find that balance. You have to find that balance.
We've learned a lot about each other in terms of our personalities and what we expect from each other and the people that work with us. It has helped us grow as owners and as a couple.
James Fitzgerald and Melissa Stetson, the managing partners in life, and new owners of the restaurant that sits at the base of the Montague Book Mill. Again, one of my favorite places on earth, the Watershed Restaurant. Can't wait to finally get over there and try it. And Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, where you can find out about all of our local hero producers and restaurants at buylocalfood.org.